This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has confirmed a deal in principle has been struck with the White House on raising the U.S. debt ceiling. He said he expects Congress to vote Wednesday on the deal. McCarthy said he'd talk again with President Joe Biden on Sunday after speaking with him late on Saturday. They will oversee final wording of the bill. McCarthy added that the House of Representatives will be voting on it on Wednesday. City officials in Kyiv early Sunday said at least one person died and three were injured in Russia's night air raid on Kyiv, with the defense systems downing at least 20 drones moving toward the capital. In his nightly video address Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised to continue with even more extensive sanctions against legal entities and individuals allied with the Russians. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Ukraine on Friday, where he said Republicans and Democrats are united in their goal to help Ukraine.
I've never been more optimistic than I am now that the goal of driving out the invader is possible, and the key is continued commitment to give quality to the Ukrainian military to deal with the quantity of the Russian military.
Graham said Russian President Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to win the war. Clashes between police and supporters of the opposition leader in Senegal have left one person dead and several injured, according to friends of the victim who spoke to the AP on Saturday. Clashes erupted Friday as opposition leader Ousmane Sonko called on his supporters to follow him in a freedom caravan, to use his term, from his hometown to the capital, Dakar, where he's facing charges of rape and expecting a verdict next week. From Washington, this is VOA News. An avalanche hit a remote area of northern Pakistan on Saturday, according to officials. VOA's Laurel Bowman has the story.
Officials say the avalanche killed at least 10 people and injured many others. It happened near the Shanter Pass that connects the Gilgit-Baltistan region with Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The officials added that poor weather and limited accessibility were hampering rescue efforts. The victims were from a group of around 35 nomads who were returning from Kashmir. They had set up camp close to a ravine. That's according to a rescue official who spoke to AFP. Every year, local nomads migrate in search of suitable pastures for their livestock and to evade harsh weather conditions. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Pope Francis returned to work on Saturday, a meeting with a famous American director after a fever interrupted his regular schedule a day earlier. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The pontiff met with Martin Scorsese and a number of other artists while addressing a conference on the global ethics of the Catholic imagination, according to Vatican News. He also met with visitors from Georgetown University. The Vatican's confirmation of the 86-year-old Pope's fever sparked concerns about Francis's health. In March, he was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with acute bronchitis. The Vatican says the Pope will preside over Pentecost Mass Sunday and meet with Italy's president Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Commerce Department on Saturday said trade ministers of 14 countries in the U.S.-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks have substantially completed a deal to make supply chains more resilient and secure. The development marks the first tangible results of a year of negotiations. Police in Berlin say they've opened an investigation of Roger Waters on suspicion of incitement over a costume the Pink Floyd co-founder wore when he performed in the German capital last week. Images on social media showed Waters firing an imitation machine gun while dressed in a long black coat with a red armband. Police confirmed that an investigation was opened over suspicions that the context of the costume could constitute a glorification of Nazi rule and therefore a disturbance of the public peace. Waters rejected the accusations, calling them, in his words, disingenuous and politically motivated. And once again, our top story, a tentative deal on the debt ceiling seems to have been reached between the White House and Republicans. Stay tuned for more on that story. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.